The meeting we had was a follow-up to the joint mission we had with the Special Envoy and myself in January, where we sought the commitment of the affected four countries, essentially Central African Republic, Congo, Kinshasa, Southern Sudan, and Uganda. Having obtained that those assurances, we felt it is time now to get together, to start putting together the strategy paper, which has been requested by the Security Council in November last year.
Mr. Musa, you know, the LRA has always been elusive.
Yes.
This new process, the hunt for the LRA, what progress is being made? Do you all know where the LRA is right now?
I wouldn't tell you where the LRA is, but certainly it's within the four countries that we've been talking about. If we go back into history, it is true that it's been very difficult to end this issue because, on one hand, CONI has refused to sign the agreement. On the other hand, we felt that in the past there was not enough coordination on how to tackle the issue. Today, we have renewed efforts, renewed commitment of the international community to see that this issue of LRA, a group that is doing a lot of mayhem to the population in those areas, should be brought to an end. So we felt that we have to renew our efforts. We have received additional support, particularly from the U.S. government with the 100 advisors that have been sent around. So we have no time anymore to waste than to go for the right solution.
In terms of resources, how are you doing? Do you have enough resources?
Indeed. I think one of the things we tried to achieve also yesterday, first, to take note of what is happening where in the sub-region. Second, to look at what needs to be done and share responsibilities on those issues and those activities that has to be done. And third, to come together and in terms to identify gaps. This we have accepted by 15th of March. We'll be able to give you a clear indication on that. We are actively preparing the strategy paper and a program document, which at the end will be submitted to our partners who have expressed very strong interest to support us and give us all ever what we should be doing. And I should mention that in that regard, my office, UNOCA in Libreville, is ensuring the intimate coordination on this issue.
This international cooperation or coordination in the hunt for the LRA, does it include, for example, the African Union sending or submitting soldiers or troops?
Of course. In fact, this initiative is the initiative of the African Union supported by the United Nations. So they are taking the lead. And in that regard, I have to maybe underline the contributions of the affected countries who have, they all have agreed to contribute up to 5,000 troops to be able to move on. So it's a considerable commitment. And the commander, the first commander has been appointed, who's from Uganda. The deputies have also been appointed. The coordinating centers will be operationalized very, very shortly in the coming days. So there is, as I've said, renewed commitment by everybody.
So is this a conclusion that the LRA are the bad people and the other countries are the good people? Or what are you just trying to get rid of what you call a terrorist movement?
Well, the African Union, in one of its deliberations, has defined the LRA without any political agenda as a terrorist group. And what I'm saying is not that we are saying who is good, who is bad. There was a problem. There was a negotiation that took place, and it was agreed. All the interests or the conditions laid down by CONI were addressed during those negotiations. And at the end, the agreement was not signed. So who is to be blamed?